You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Yeah, News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, indeed. Just like the dude just said, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right here at Right Side Radio. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. I'll tell you what, though. I'll tell you who's saving the world one article at a time, and that's 1819 News. You hear me talk about them all the time. Well, I am proud to bring on a friend of mine. Brian Dawson is the president and CEO. He is the grand poobah over there at 1819 News, and he's on the line right now. Brian, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing all right. I definitely can't complain. It's Friday, so
No, it's Friday all day long, dude. Well, listen, I gotta, before we even talk about 1819 and news stories, you made the news this morning, like you personally. So my understanding, I was driving to Birmingham for a meeting that you and I are both at, and yeah. I'm listening to Fox on the radio, and there's, lo and behold, there's, what's his name? Lawrence Jones is doing man on the street kind of stuff in Dimitri's in Homewood, but you were there.
I was. I grabbed a bite to eat before our meeting this morning, and I was greeted with a giant camera and camera crews kind of scouring the place. I didn't know if it was, you know, WBRC or 3340 or what, and then I saw Lawrence and I'm, oh, Fox and Friends. Well, there you have it. So okay, yeah, that was an interesting group of people to have at Dimitri's on a Friday morning.
Well, first of all, Dimitri's has got some great breakfast too, though. Unbelievably good. And they've been there like forever. I think Homewood grew up around Dimitri's. But anyway, all that to say, man. So you're there. I got to ask you first of all: is Lawrence Jones as tall in real life as he looks like he is on TV?
He's not huge, but he's definitely not small. So I know that was very vague. It was a political answer. It almost sounded like, but he wasn't just like overwhelmingly, alarmingly large. But yeah, he's definitely a big guy.
Well, the thing that really struck me, though, Brian, I think I said this earlier when you and I were in that meeting, was what really got me was listening to the people talk. It almost sounds like they read 1819 and listen to Right Side Radio, because they were. I guess the things that we're saying is what my point is. What you and I are saying in our two venues here seems to be the same message that the man on the street is repeating, like in those interviews we heard today.
Yeah, and I think that goes back to the reason that you started Right Side and I started 1819 is essentially, you know, all these other groups have their media outlets. So radical leftists have AL.com, special interest group have their media outlets here in the state, but the people didn't have media. And so Right Side Radio is answering that call on the radio. 1819 is answering that call in written. And we're not only, you know, helping to inform, but we're also echoing, right? So we're a voice of and a voice for the people of Alabama. And it was interesting, you know, they did a man on the street poll. They walked into this completely packed house this morning, and they said, raise your hand if you think Joe Biden's doing a good job. And two people, and there's got to be, I don't know, 40 people in this little room, two people raised their hand. And they said, okay, now raise your hand if you think Joe Biden's doing a terrible job. And not only did people raise their hands, they were raising their legs and their, you know, two arms and everything else and on all the rest. So it was a pretty overwhelming straw poll, if you will.
And this was not a planted audience, right? They just kind of walked in on the group, right?
Yeah, no, it was just a bunch of Birminghamians, if you will, there to have a great breakfast.
Wow. Okay. Well, very cool. So if I watch it later on, do I see you on there? Where were you sitting? Back in the corner trying to hide in the shadows? Where were you?
I'm not, unless it's planned, I'm not much for the camera. No, I was in there. I guess if you walk in and be out towards the back, I think the camera would have been on the back of my head, but I've been trying to go on YouTube to see if I showed up and I haven't seen myself yet. So
well,
if you do right, see me, it's the really, really handsome fellow with the great beard.
Yes, with the awesome with the mountain man beard. All right, so enough of this. So that's very cool though. Still, and that wasn't even why we had you on. You were lined up to come on. I just happened to find that out during the meeting. But listen, 1819 has been doing some solid reporting on things that are related to, you know, Alabama politics. Not the least of which is the amount of money that is flooding into state, and we know that, and we know it happens. I mean, ads cost money. I don't not know that. I've been in politics myself to some degree, never run a statewide race, but man, the amount of outside money. You guys had an article came out yesterday, and I've forgotten who wrote it. It might have been Sean Patrick Taylor did. Yeah, it looks like Sean's work because it's very, very detailed. But man, the amount of money flooding in right now. Talk about that for a minute, if you will.
Yeah, and so really the goal with the article was not just to say, look at how much money, but, you know, where is this money coming from? So, you know, you'll be watching some crazy hit piece article that's like, Mo Brooks is woke, you know, and it's like, well, what? And then it's like paid for by, you know, XYZ PAC. Like, well, who is XYZ PAC and what is a PAC, right? And so we wanted to kind of dive into that and be able to provide some answers to those questions. And so as we dove in, we really broke down, you know, the different ways that people can give to support candidates, different entities that have been created, what major court cases really made that possible. There was a big one, Citizens United, I think it was versus the FEC, made it so that corporations could give unlimited amounts to super PACs. And so these super PACs will, and the super PACs aren't allowed to talk to the campaign. So there's supposed to be a firewall between the actual campaign and the PACs, but the PACs can receive as much money as they want. And some of these PACs have, I'm not looking at the article right now, but I mean, it was, you know, tens of millions of dollars or something like that in them that they're dumping into commercials. And a lot of the times the negative ads that you see are from the PACs and the positive ones are from the campaigns. The campaigns have way less money. And so when you see these crazy attack ads, you know, browbeating you on the radio and browbeating you on your TV and on your digital, that's a lot of where this is coming from, is that funding in these super PACs.
Yeah, I think in page one of the article, I'm looking at it right now because I always print these things out and highlight certain parts. But Sean says that basically $8.2 million has been spent so far supporting GOP, just GOP candidates, which is really about all we have. But $8.2 million supporting GOP candidates, but $6.4 million also spent opposing them. So we got attack ads. So we've got basically $14.6 million spent so far, and we're not even to the primary yet.
Yeah, and it's the home stretch right now, right? Like, so we're about a month out. So it's the 22nd. The primary's on the 24th of next month. So we're 32-ish days out from the primary. And I think things are going to really heat up. And I think, it's a tough call, and maybe you don't even want me to jump into this, but it's looking more and more like it's going to be a Mike Durant, Katie Britt runoff. But I don't know, you know, is Mo going to be able to, you know, turn on the afterburners and really get after it? It seemed like he might be able to do that, you know, after Trump pulled the endorsement. You know, he seemed really fired up, and then he was going to go out there and just be Mo. And then I saw him recently, and that was not what I got from him. So it'll be interesting, but the way it looks like right now is it's going to be a runoff between Mike Durant and Katie Britt.
Well, and that's very possible. There's going to be a runoff one way or the other. I mean, it's definitely a horse race. I think there's been some tightening between – I mean, I think Durant is definitely still out in the lead right now in terms of the polls, but I think there's been a tightening between Britt and Brooks. But we'll wind up seeing how that goes. Listen, switching gears, you had another article that I pulled yesterday, Dale Strong. So we got the 5th Congressional District, the one being vacated by Mo Brooks. Dale Strong has the lead on fundraising. But really, if you look at the numbers, it's a lead, but it's not like an overwhelming lead against Casey Wardinsky, who's number two in the polls. And so I think Strong has spent $577,000. Wardinsky has spent it is a couple hundred thousand difference. It actually is. Now that I look at it again, I was looking at expenditures. So yeah, the reality is there's a big difference between Dale Strong and Casey Wardinsky on fundraising, I guess, now that I look at it.
Yeah, and you know where the real difference is the United States Senate versus the United States Congress.
We're
talking 11 million versus or whatever it is, or 14 million, I think you said, and then 100,000, 200,000. Pretty wild. Kind of shows you where the emphasis is on that.
It's been amazing. But we're also starting to see things heating up in the governor's race. Your thoughts on that? I know that you guys had an article about Eagle Forum had a straw poll, which I've found that straw polls are not really a good measure They're just something for the campaign to go, look what happened. But they're not true indicators, because they're in a bubble is what they really are.
Their email and social media fodder, the people that show up to those are typically pretty conservative people, especially in Eagle Forum and Wetumpka. You're talking about some of the most conservative people in the state. I think Coleman and Wetumpka are probably some of the most conservative places in the state. And so the people that show up to a candidate forum there, what it will tell you, though, is like, what are the conservatives doing? And it looks like the conservatives are going for Mo Brooks and Tim James based on that straw poll. But I think the bigger story as it pertains to the gubernatorial is how all of a sudden Kay Ivey has turned into Ronald Reagan, right, in her communications. And so I love what Andrea Tice put out today. The article that she did was that some bold-faced balderdash, Governor. And when Governor Ivey was in Wetumpka and gave this speech, touting all of her conservative record, and Andrea just went through it line by line saying, that's balderdash, round one, round two, round three, round four.
Yeah.
And it's just so sad that, so she obviously knows what the people want because she's saying what the people want to hear. But for 4 years, she could have been doing what the people wanted, and our state would be in a way better position, but she's not. And you and I both know that when Brandon Mosley, one of our reporters, got a question in, which is almost impossible to do, is to get a question into the governor right now. It's about like Joe Biden. There was a question gotten into her and said, what is your biggest regret? Not a gotcha question, nothing like that. What is your biggest regret of the legislative session? And she didn't say, the fact we didn't lower taxes. It's not that we didn't get school choice passed. It's not that we didn't deregulate so that businesses would be able to flourish. None of those things. Her biggest regret was the fact that we didn't get gambling passed.
Yeah.
And again, it's not even about gambling. The gambling legislation that was being proposed was full blown, as corrupt as it possibly gets. And I'm sure your listeners are quite familiar with it. I'm sure you went over it at length. As it was going on. So,
well, Brian, I got to jump in on your bud. We're hitting a break right now. So, can you hang on through the break? I want to ask you a separate question on your view of something on politics that we polled our people on yesterday. You good with that?
Yeah, of course. I'll be here.
All right. Hang on. Folks, Kelsey, go ahead and move us to the break. We're going to do this break and get right back, and we'll have 3 or 4 minutes with Brian Dawson. I want his perspective on the same question that a lot of you guys called in and answered yesterday. How do you think Kay Ivey would do if she actually did do a debate with Tim James or Lou Burdett or Lindy Blanchard? I'm just saying. All right, folks, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. You stay tuned. We'll be right back with Brian Dawson from 1819 News. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Going back to the phones right now with my friend Brian Dawson, President and CEO of 1819news.com. That's 1819news.com, named for the year we became a state. Hey, listen, Brian, I tell the folks all the time on here that basically you have a commitment to reporting the news. Like when it says news by your stories, I always say it doesn't get the skew and the spew that you might find on places like AL.com and some of the others. And you have editorial content, but you set it off to the side. That being said, man, let me get you to editorialize just for a minute. You ready?
Yeah, I'll give you some opinion.
just some opinion, man. So your thoughts. Yesterday, I kind of ran a question that lit the phones up. And I even had Dale Jackson and Jeff Poore on here opining with me on it also. Do you think, I mean, assuming she would ever do a debate, and I'll get to the Senate in a minute, but how do you think Kay Ivey would do if she were on a stage with Lou Burdett, Tim James, Lindy Blanchard, Dean Odle? How do you think she would do?
I think she would get destroyed. She also has a record where none of the other people don't. And so she would be sitting there trying to defend what would be a very horrible record, specifically surrounding COVID, and wouldn't be able to defend that. But also, I do think, she's getting up there in years. Her you know, her mental capacity. I don't know. Like, I try not to be mean. I know everybody likes Kay Ivey, but at the end of the day, you know, our state needs to be ran and needs to be ran well. And I think there's almost a one-to-one between, you know, the United States and the state of Alabama, as far as we have a president who's a figurehead, and people are pulling the strings and running the state, and they just kind of like take him to little press gaggles and make him smile and wave. And that's essentially what's happening with Kay Ivey. And so I don't think there's any way she could stand up long enough to do a debate, much less be able to articulate points, fine-tune points, specifically with, you know, all the different things we're facing with, you know, I mean, there's just so much going on that Tim James, Dean Odle, Linda Blanchard, I mean, I think they would tear her to shreds.
All right, man, you're rougher than Dale Jackson was, but I tell you what, I agree with everything you just said, though.
Right.
No, literally, that's pretty much what I said, to be honest with you, too, yesterday. I said I think that she would be destroyed just on the fact that she has a lack of energy right now, at the very least, yeah. That she would not be able to get the mic back if they started talking over her. All right, let me flip gears on you real quick in about a minute and a half. Same question as to the U.S. Senate right now. Calls are for Mike Durant to go into public forums or debates with the other candidates, Katie Britt and Mo Brooks. He has declined to do so thus far. I mean, I think they're in do no harm mode, to be honest. And yet Mike Durant has got, you know, the persona that his campaign puts out is that he's the solid guy who knows what tough times are, and he can face the issues and he can be a leader. I question whether he's hurting himself or not by not doing debates, because it looks like he's avoiding those kind of, you know, tough situations. Your thoughts, how would Mike Durant do on stage with Mo Brooks and Katie Britt?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's when you play that, when you run that play, and so you're thinking of, okay, here's the play we're going to run. We're not going to debate. And so what comes with that is the other side of the stick. So you pick up one side of the stick. On the other side of the stick is now all your opponents have a weapon to basically say you're scared, you're trying to hide something, all these other things. So as long as that's part of your calculations when you're making a calculated decision to not debate, I think, you know, that has to be factored in. And I don't know if they factor that in or not. But I honestly think in a debate stage, I think Mo Brooks knows policy better than anyone. He's been up there. He knows the stuff backwards and forwards. However, he is not a winsome communicator. And that's probably his biggest problem, is that he's not a very winsome communicator. And he doesn't come off as likable either. And so Katie Britt takes talking points and memorizes them and spits them back out probably better than anybody. So I think she would do fantastic in that forum. And Mike Grant, I really don't know. I think he would be able to hold his own for sure. And I think as someone who didn't know a lot about politics that jumped in as the political outsider, I think he's drinking from a fire hose.
Yeah.
So it would really just depend on how much he's learned and how he's able to articulate the things that he's learned
The
issue.
Man, the music's playing. That means the pastor's got to end his sermon, dude. Hey man, we are up against it, brother. I hate it, but we are on hard break right now.
Okay,
Brian, appreciate you, man. Brian Dawson, President CEO, 1819 News. Good commentary, my friend. We'll have you back on again soon. All right.
All right, thanks, Phil. Bye.
All right, guys. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Almost out of time. We'll be right back.